Urban farms are a critical part of the food system in Indianapolis. They help feed thousands of residents who are food insecure in Marion County. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports that work at one local operation continues despite recent federal funding cuts.
Planting is well underway on a few acres at the First Baptist Church on Indianapolis's north side. People plant tomatoes, corn, and kale, and vegetables less familiar in Indiana.
Four African vegetables, lingalinga, and then we have what's called a sour leaf, and then we have African eggplant, and then a sweet potato.
Kitty Beckman is the founder and executive director of Helpings of Hope, a nonprofit urban farm operation that started with a few volunteers more than a decade ago. The nonprofit sells affordable food at farm stands, helps establish community gardens where people can grow their own food, and provides cooking education. This summer, it took over the John Bonner Community Center's urban farm on the Near East Side.
We're a grassroots organization, so, you know, we're here to feed Indianapolis.
Over the past decade, Helpings of Hope established itself as an important part of the local food system, and it's been able to grow during that time. Today, the group farms on 2 to 4 acres every year and has four people on staff.
We started yesterday.
Including Nana Bimba. She's from the Congo and has been in the U.S. for 14 years. Her mother taught her to farm and cook, and she says it's nice to have familiar, fresh vegetables to use. She says others appreciate it, too.
It's sometimes hard to find out here. If you find out, the price is high. But here, we help people with low income. They have low money, so we're selling that low price.
But the group took a hit earlier this year. It lost some of its federal funding when there were cuts to a USDA program. Beckman says that funding helped farmers in central Indiana.
And it's really helped people, BIPOC farmers, with cost of, you know, subsidizing the food. Plus, it keeps everything local.
Through that USDA program, Gleaners Food Bank subsidized the cost of raising crops for Helpings of Hope and enabled them to donate straight to local food pantries. That was one in a swath of Trump administration cuts from charitable food programs, more than $1 billion. Gleaners president and CEO Fred Glass says that impacts local farmers and nutrition programs across the country.
So this will exacerbate that as well at a time when we really should be diversifying our food sources. I mean, the pandemic taught us a lot of lessons, but one of them was be real careful about putting all your eggs in one basket.
Beckman estimates a loss of about $20,000 for Helpings of Hope. Other funding sources for the group include grants and donations. Helpings of Hope also has a strong volunteer corps, including many immigrants. Beckman says Indianapolis's international communities need more support right now.
It's a very scary time right now. So people, especially at our community garden too, we have returning gardeners, but I think people are just a little bit more apprehensive.
One person at work today is Narishio Danji. He stands nearby where a few people are planting vegetables and working on other farm equipment. Dungy is from the country of Georgia in Africa. He has a background in logistics and joined the team recently as farm manager. He says he enjoys how Helpings of Hope is able to bridge the food gap.
So you can easily communicate with the folks and community that to actually consume the products that you're planting here. Our products can be a easy access to communities and neighborhoods.
He says his aim is to create more urban farms and improve the local distribution system. I'm Jill Sheridan.